We also want you to know that we are paying attention to what you find important as well and would like to take this time to go over the five stories from 2017 that generated the most interaction on our website and Facebook pages. The number five story of 2017 broke just a few weeks ago when a Carroll High School senior posted a menacing video on Facebook. Within just shy of 2 hours, between 8 p.m. and a little before 10 p.m., the video had already registered 3,000 views. Luckily, with most of the viewers forwarding the information directly to the school's administration and the local authorities. The young man who threatened that the posting was his final statement before something happens tomorrow was arrested that evening and transferred to a juvenile detention center. He's been charged with second-degree harassment, and as of this airing, the 16-year-old juvenile has also been expelled from Carroll High School for at least a year and after certain requirements are met. It was a nice autumn Sunday afternoon when tragedy struck a Dedham family who were all extremely fortunate to walk away mostly unharmed. In our number four story, the Dedham Fire Department responded to a report of an explosion and fire a half mile south of Dedham in mid-September to find Richard Schultes and his son standing in the yard. Fire Chief Pat Sporer says that Richard told him he was in the house when the explosion occurred and was astounded that Richard had made it out of the home as it basically dissolved around him. The family had been having difficulties with a water heater, and that was believed to be the likely source of the explosion. A young man with a long history of making the news because of altercations with authorities was responsible for our number three story of the year. At the end of May, we were forced to send Assistant News Director Nathan Cones on assignment into a standoff in Westside. Upon arrival, he found numerous local authorities, including a SWAT team, at a Crawford County residence on Eagle Street. The armed perpetrator had barricaded himself into the home. Luckily, law enforcement was able to contain the situation shortly after our arrival. And it's highly unusual when the news makes the news, but that's exactly what happened this past July, and it was one of our most read stories of the year. On July 19th, a former Carroll police officer filed a lawsuit against Herald Publishing Company, the parent company of the Daily Times Herald, and their reporter, Jared Strong. The former officer's attorney, James Van Dyke, told Carroll Broadcasting that his client was seeking a jury trial on three counts: libel, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and invasion of privacy. The suit alleges that Strong had ignored the officer's assertions that some allegations levied against him were false, that the language of the article was defamatory in nature and filled with false statements. Since that time, the courts have placed a gag order on the case. And although the story that our listeners clicked into the number one spot this year isn't scandalous or sexy, it's definitely one that has the most broad-reaching impact. There aren't many people in our world anymore who don't own at least some form of mobile communication device, and the top story was about one of the nation's largest carriers being used to scam local residents. Area law enforcement sent out a sweeping warning that scam callers were claiming to be Verizon Wireless representatives and advising phone owners that their service would be down for repairs. They were then asked for PIN numbers and the last four of their social security number. Victims later learned that thousands of dollars in unauthorized charges were made to their accounts. That's it. 2017 is now in the books, and we can look forward to starting anew in 2018. And I, along with the rest of the staff at Carroll Broadcasting, wish you all the best and all the best news for the coming year. Thank you for listening. I'm Chantel Grove reporting.